After years of closing deficits and holding the line, the Bloomington City Council has approved a $227 million budget that officials say will finally chip away at major capital projects and much-needed roadwork. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meetings. Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
As always, great to be here, Charlie.
One of the big discussions last night was defining what kinds of roadwork can be funded with the city's newly increased gas tax. Aldermen weren't able to agree on that last night, so it'll be discussed again in 2 weeks. How broad or how narrow do you think this definition should be? For what kinds of projects should the gas tax be allocated?
I think it needs to be, it's part of transparency, and I think that was the move, the intent of Mr. Gleason when he proposed this, was to make it quite clear that not just by law, by ordinance, that any money that comes through a gas tax has got to be spent on streets and infrastructure, but specifically, since people are most concerned about streets, that it funds streets. Now then the question is asphalt and concrete broad enough? I believe Alderwoman Burgess, and I absolutely agree with her, supports streets as a definition. So that would include many of our brick streets. There is a brick streets master plan, but that doesn't mean that that has to have a separate funding mechanism, or that maybe, some sort of fees or other kinds of cuts should be instituted in order to fund that. So my personal opinion is I certainly agree with Alderwoman Burgess, and I believe that if you have a street in front of you, whether it's brick or it's asphalt, that's what this money is earmarked for.
Alderman Bray seemed to have a different interpretation.
Correct. There were five people who voted for the tax, the four-penny gas increase, and I think that there were different people who had different ideas of how narrowly or broadly to define that. I think everybody wanted it to be more narrow than to say, streets and infrastructure. They wanted to define it more tightly. Alderman Bray wanted to define it very tightly as streets, meaning asphalt and concrete. But there are a lot of reasons for making sure that you fund brick streets. It's not just historic character. It's really not much more costly if you realize that they last up to four times longer than asphalt and concrete.
However, they do take quite a lot of it up front.
Absolutely.
It's more costly up front.
Right. You have to understand that you're making a long-term investment in your community, and that you have to take the long-term view. And that is hard for sometimes, elected officials or human beings generally. We like to look at things in the shorter run, and maybe we don't want to take a look at things in the long run. As mayor, frankly, you have to look at things in the long run. What is Bloomington going to look like 30, 50, 100 years from now?
So this raises the whole – well, first off, where do you think the council is going to break when it – which way do you think the council is going to break when it comes back in 2 weeks?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I have long since given of making precise predictions about where the council will land, I don't know how it will land. But it could go either way.
So the whole debate about tight definitions of asphalt and concrete versus brick streets leads into the whole question about priorities and how you set them. There are a whole bunch of streets, for instance, on the west side that rate a 2 out of 10. There are streets on the east side that are rated better than that, a 4 out of 10, although that's still below average.
Yes.
They are slated for repair before some of the west side streets. How deeply should the council be involved in that priority setting, whether it's brick or asphalt, whether it's east side, west side?
I think I'm very deep. And that is, pun intended here. And that is, in addition to the Transportation Advisory Committee, which is composed of citizens, I think citizens and the elected officials need to help guide the engineers. Engineers are supposed to give technical advice. So they, I think I've long since stopped asking, can we do something? It's, we are going to do this. You tell me how we're going to do this. So it needs to be quite clear who is driving this, and that is, it is your elected officials. This is a democracy, and so, yes, we can listen to what some of the technicalities are, but Public Works needs to do what the mayor and city council tell the public works what they need to do, and with public input.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you very much.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas.